Well, some of the world is rolling along despite the pandemic. For instance, the U.S. women's soccer team continues its gender discrimination fight despite a recent setback. Last week, a federal judge threw out the players' claim that they aren't paid as much as the men's national team. That was $66 million in damages at stake there. The women plan to appeal. Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com, is here. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So this U.S. District Court judge in California issued a ruling against the women's team last Friday. He left in place other discrimination claims about, you know, how the women are treated differently than men when it comes to travel and hotel. But what did he say about pay?
Yes, I'd say it's more than a setback. It was a summary judgment, and it went to the heart of the case. And what a summary judgment means is that the judge looks at it and says that there is no chance a reasonable jury or reasonable adjudicator just on the facts would be able to find for one of the litigants. And so what he found was this is a gender discrimination suit based on pay. He looked at the pay and he said, well, you were paid more, the U.S. women were. The U.S. women were paid more than the men during the period of their lawsuit. There are a lot of asterisks to that, and the judge and the women presented those, and the judge looked at them, but he didn't buy them. One big asterisk is that this was settled, this was determined, their pay was determined and collectively bargained for. So the women were arguing, well, we only, you know, we're kind of restricted in what the our bargaining partners, if you will, the U.S. National Soccer Federation would give. But the judge didn't buy it. The judge said you had a chance to opt for the guaranteed of contracts, which maybe wouldn't have the upside, or you had a chance to bargain for the men's type contract, which would pay you a lot if you won. You chose the guarantees and you made more money. So based on that, you can't have a gender discrimination lawsuit. And that is, there were those 60 some odd million in damages that was probably inflated, but even a reasonable amount of damages that the women would have been said to endure, that's been thrown out. It's appealable, but it could take a long time. And it's not likely that just based on the judge's record, most of his rulings stick.
Well, but Megan Rapinoe and Alex Morgan said this week that they will appeal. So the assumption was, and, you know, we know what we say about when you spell the word assume. The assumption was that you know, they've got such a force behind them. We remember the crowd yelling, pay them more, you know, that they were going to win out in the end. You're saying it's not appealable. Or it doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, I think in case law, I don't know how many it is appealable. It's just the appeal process will take a very long time. And it is, you know, the legal experts that I've looked at say they don't know how likely that the appeal will work. And even if the appeal goes through, it doesn't mean they'll win. It just means that the summary judgment might be reversed, which is a long way of saying what you just pointed to, the crowd chanting. Yes, in a court of law, they will never cite precedents like the Heller decision or a crowd chanting. That will not be cited. But because the public is so on their side, it's an impetus for both sides in this dispute to sit down at the table and say, let us not have more acrimony that hurts the sport. Let's get you paid in a more fair way. That is true.
The other discrimination claims about travel accommodations, that's going to go to a jury trial. The judge let that stand. So those claims will go to a jury trial. I think in June. So there's that. Okay, so we're going to keep an eye on that. By the way, former Vice President Joe Biden, of course, the presumptive Democratic presidential candidate, has threatened to strip funding from the U.S. Soccer Federation for the 2026 World Cup if he's elected, unless the women get equal pay. Does that threat make any difference?
I don't think it does. And we're in a time of norm violations, but this is, if he becomes president, someone saying, what, I've looked at a judge's case and decided that he decided it wrong. I mean, I guess charitably you could say that he's just trying to stand for the general principle of equal pay. And the Soccer Federation themselves say, we're not against equal pay. In fact, we won our lawsuit because we've been giving equal pay. But yes, there'll be a chance to negotiate a better, more fair settlement that's more acceptable to the female players, the women players. And I guess Joe Biden was weighing in on the side of that in general.
Okay, I want to talk about baseball real quick. Have you seen these pictures out of South Korea? They've started playing and they made life-size, life-ish cutouts of men and women, human beings, for every seat in a stadium, for the guy selling hot dogs, if you squint your eyes, it looks real. It's also really creepy. We'll have a picture at herenow.org. But what's the plan for the U.S. Major League Baseball season?
Well, you know, a month maybe, they say. We could start with our facilities. The major league owners have just floated a proposal to the players, some of their more grandiose proposals about quarantining and testing. It's very hard for that to get going because, you know, if any one person fails a test on a team, what does that mean? The entire season shuts down. I understand, and football is up against this too. I understand that in baseball, the season is supposed to be well underway. And it's good to have a plan, but you can't have a plan that outsmarts a virus or gets in front of a virus when you don't know what the course of the virus is going to be.
Well, we got to leave it at that. Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst, the host of the daily podcast, The Gist. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.